Concours Écricom 2005. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 3. Till death do us part. A new market for floating hotels. Are you haunted by thoughts of spending your golden years vegetating in a dingy old folks' home, supping on denture-friendly peas and boiled beef, and playing endless rounds of card games? Fear not. There is a cost-effective alternative. Life on a cruise ship. A year in an assisted living facility costs Americans, on average, around $28,500 a year. In large cities such as Chicago, costs are even higher, topping $40,000. Living in a dedicated cabin aboard the Royal Caribbean's Majesty of the Seas, on the other hand, rings in at a rather competitive $33,260 a year. Luxury liners offer many of the same amenities as old folks' homes. Meals and housekeeping, laundry and hairdressing services, and even an escort to dinner. They have hand grips in the toilets and walk-in showers. And they also provide plenty of things that land-based facilities do not, such as nightly entertainment and round-the-clock access to medical care. Cruise ships could be considered as a floating assisted living facility, says Lee Lindquist, a geriatrician at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. She first took a cruise last year and was struck by the untapped potential. She has now proposed a new model for old age living, which she calls cruise ship care, to be published in November's Journal of the American Geriatric Society. Over and above the competitive pricing, Ms. Lindquist thinks that cruise ships will actually provide a better service to the elderly. It is hard to beat their staff-to-client ratio, one employee for every two or three passengers, compared with one for every 10 to 40 residents in the average home. And while the rooms may be smaller, the dance halls and decks should more than compensate. The extra incentive to get out and about could add years to an old person's life. Dining room staff on cruise liners routinely memorize patrons' preferred dinner drinks and have them ready when they arrive at their table. Medications might be dispensed in a similar fashion, suggests Miss Lindquist. And, who knows, maybe fewer drugs will be needed. About a quarter of elderly people suffer from depression, she says, but the combined effects of sun and socialization might help combat that. Ms. Lindquist envisions no more than 15% of a ship being dedicated to old folks so that they are able to mingle with the more youthful clientele, a clientele that could become even younger. Grandchildren may well be more inclined to visit Granny if she lives aboard a liner in the Caribbean than in an old folks' home on the fringes of Chicago. Fin du texte numéro 3.